Thank you to our youth radio crew. This is Adrian. I'm here for another Lotus Live session with Corey Harris and Cedric Watson. Thank you so much for being here today. They performed last night at the 4th Street Stage, and tonight they'll be closing out the festival at the Buskirk Chumley Theater with a show that starts at 10:30 p.m. We're so happy to have you here today. Can you start us off with a song?
Sure. Sounds fun. Well, baby, catch my pony, saddle up my black mare. Well, baby, catch my pony, saddle up my black mare. I'm gonna find a rider, baby, in this world somewhere. I got a brand new Shetland man already. I got a brand new Shetland baby already trained. Get your saddle tightened up on your reins. Ain't a brown skinned woman something fit to be. Brown skinned woman like something fit to be. And a jet black woman, baby, please put your hand on. Well, hello, Central, what's the matter with your line? Well, hello, Central, what's the matter with your line? Storm come last night and it tore all the wires down. Something to tell you when I get the chance. Something to tell you when I get the chance. I don't want to marry, I just want to be your man, yeah.
Corey Harris and Cedric Watson here in the WFHB studios ahead of their show tonight at the Buskirk Chumley Theater at 10:30 for Lotus Festival. Again, thank you both so much for being here. I know that you both... Yeah, absolutely. I know you've both been at Lotus before, and it's wonderful to have you both together. I'd love to kind of talk about how the two of you came together, because I know that you're both very well-renowned, acclaimed artists in your own right, and it's great to see the both of you together.
Well, we met first 2012, time we met, yeah. I think, yeah, in California at that festival.
Eureka,
that's where it was, yeah.
I was traveling with, what is it, Eric Bibb, or was it Dirk Powell?
You was with Dirk.
Dirk Powell and who else was it, Grant Darmody?
Know. Maybe somebody was with
Matt
you.
Matt Greenhill was there, though.
Yes, he was. Yeah.
Great. Yeah. And so you've been playing together off and on since then, or pretty consistently?
Well, actually, we didn't play, though. That's when we met each other.
Yeah, we just were on the same bill.
Okay. I remember, so my story with Corey, like, that I remember in my life, you know, is I'm 41 years old now, but around when I was about, like, 17 or something, or maybe even 18, my aunt, she got this... She got this documentary she rented from the local library where I'm from. And she got it out of Sealy, Texas. We got a local library. She said, I got this documentary that I want you to hear this, see this story. And it's really interesting, I found. And it's a young African-American playing blues, but in the old tradition. And he's going back and going to Africa, playing with these African musicians back to the motherland where the blues from, and all this. So we watched it. It was Corey Harris. It was about him. And it was about him visiting Ali Faka Touré. But then about like 5 years later in my life, while I'm playing with the Pioneer Boys and traveling, I get into Ali Faka Touré's music, like hardcore. Well, somewhere in that time, I remember I met him, like we were saying, at Eureka at that festival. But it was later that we started playing, actually, is what I was trying to get to.
Yeah. And so how did that come about? Like, was it just...
Well, yeah. I'm trying to think. The very first time we played together, I'm not sure how... Maybe because we got you on... Matt got you on True Blues. That's how it was, because...
With Boubacar. Maybe that was it.
Boubacar Traore.
Yes. I can't remember. Then we've actually played quite a few trips and things together to where it's like, how did...
Yeah, that was around 2017.
Yeah.
And when we did that, we played in Paris and Switzerland.
COVID.
Before COVID, Yeah, we did a few little shows, and we also recorded with Boubacar in Louisiana.
Like, what a coincidence, though. You know, I always think about that, just seeing that documentary, you know?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, I'm a traveling musician, and I end up with collaborating and with great friends, you know? I see him as a big brother figure, you know?
Yeah.
So, but then also my first, I got two children. My daughter, who's six, whenever she was born at like 10:30 in the morning, I mean, at 10:30 at night in Lafayette, Louisiana, I left the next morning and caught a 6 o'clock flight out of Lafayette to Italy to go join him.
Yeah. So it's been a huge part of your life for a while, both of you for a while now.
That's right. Very cool.
And what was the first song that you played for us today?
Ooh, that song was a Charlie Patton tune called Pony Blues.
Wonderful.
And that song is about it goes back to about 1916. Is when they say he wrote that song, but that's one of them foundational Delta blues tunes.
Excellent. Yeah, and you really both bring a tremendous wealth of knowledge to of the roots of the music that you play to the music as well. How has that been working in collaboration with each other, with just knowing so much about what you're doing?
Well, for me, I'm always learning something new from my brother here and just looking at things a different way and history, you know, culture. So yeah, it's always enriching. I feel like we're always exchanging.
We always have, we're always going on we'd be nerding out. I gotta say, Corey puts me on a lot of stuff that I never even like think about at all. You know what I mean? You know, so like so many different, even like certain like preachers and stuff like this, but also certain things that's happening in the world matters, like in politics and what's happening all over the world, just all kinds of things, you know? I see things in another perspective now, and every time that I'm going to go on a tour with him, I'm always thinking, like, I can't wait, because I know there's going to be some interesting, like, I can't wait whatever he's going to share with me, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like, I love it, you know?
How does that come through in the performances?
Well, you know, we just like how we are with you. We like to talk to the people and give them the context and let them know where we're coming from. So I feel like it's very natural.
Great. Can we have another song?
Why not?
All right.
Want to play?
I'm going to do a little Dixieland.
Okay.
Yeah. Hope this fiddle stays tuned. See, this fiddle is used to being in humidity, like down in Louisiana, you know? So sometimes you can even be in another state the day before, like how we were just in Tulsa. You leave your fiddle case closed or your guitar case closed. It was acclimated to that air.
Yeah.
You get here and you open it and it's just like, kind of hard to keep it tuned.
Yeah, you just missed our worst humidity, so hopefully it's not too bad. Yeah.
Oh, I mean, y'all's humidity can't be so bad. I mean, I'm from Louisiana.
Okay,
so.
Fair.
So this song is called Dixieland. So for those of y'all that are going to come check us out tonight, y'all be prepared to sing the song with us, because we normally get people to sing this with us. And it's about a dog that goes out and gets hit by a car and stuff. But I'll tell you the whole story tonight.
Oh,
Hey, soignez son voisinage. Oh, Fido, c'était mon vieux chien. Si c'était Papa Dos, c'était notre chien qui a éparé. Oh, Dixieland.
Oh, Dixieland.
Oh, Dixieland.
Oh, Dixieland.
Oh, Dixieland.
Oh, Dixieland.
Et elle, l'après-midi, un char a tué Fido. Si c'était Papa Dos, c'est notre chien qui a éparé. Ils ont pris son jeep pour faire un beau chapeau. Ils ont pris ses yeux pour cuire la sauce tomate. Oh, Dixieland.
Oh, Dixieland.
Oh, Dixieland.
Oh, Dixieland.
Oh, Dixieland.
Oh,
and Cedric Watson here, live in the WFHB studios ahead of their final Lotus performance tonight at the Buskirk Chumley Theater at 10:30 p.m. Wonderful energy in this room right now. I'm really enjoying having you both here. Thank you again. I would love to just kind of give our listeners a preview of what can they expect from your show tonight at the Buskirk?
What can they expect? Violin, guitar, singing,
that's
stomping,
yep.
Violin, accordion, guitar, French. Very, very authentic. It's going to be like acoustic. We're going straight through microphones because, you know, a lot of people nowadays like to plug up into, you know, the
none
system
of that here.
And, no, we're just going to be, it's like, as we sit, it's like as if we're sitting on the front porch playing and they're sitting out on lawn chairs in our like yard or whatever. And we're just sitting there and we're moving the party around, having a festival, you know?
Yeah.
But this one's going to be more like laid back. Last night was more like, stand up and audience, they were, you know, pretty great crowd and very, you know, excited. And then tonight's gonna be more of a sit down. Everyone's gonna feel the whole like kind of comfort of it. You know, it's like I said, it's as if we're sitting on one of our porches just playing to an audience out into the just sitting out in the yard.
I love that. I love that you have the chance to do both during Lotus Festival. So even if you saw them last night, you can still come out and see a different vibe. Tonight.
That was a good thing about it, too. Yeah. You know, you get the whole big festival outside stand-up thing. And now the intimate part, you know? Mm-hmm. So I just really hope that everyone here, they just get, they can really feel the love and the culture and heritage that we're trying to share with them and appreciate what we have here in America much more and be aware of everyone else and their cultures and their music and the value we have here.
Beautiful.
Yes.
Wonderful. And again, thank you all for being here. I know that you were at the Kennedy Center like 3 days ago. Is that right? So we're really pleased that you're also at WFHB Community Radio in Bloomington. So
happy for that. Thank you.
You do a lot of different venues, and we're really excited for your show tonight. Can you give us one more song?
Well, there's a song called Poi or Mashingoidi. It's a song we both learned really from listening to music from Mali. And this is, long story short, the song that they would play for the captives of war before they were to be sent off to the New World for slavery. So this is called Poi or Mashingoidi. Thank you.
Corey Harris and Cedric Watson here on WFHB for a Lotus Live session ahead of their show tonight at the Buskirk Chumley Theater at 10:30 p.m. Thank you again. Before we close out, I did want to ask if there are any other upcoming projects you want our listeners to know about or how they can keep up with you online.
Well, they can go online to nattyworks.art. And that is my online store where you can buy my book, Blues People Illustrated, which I have maybe one or two copies left. And then you can also go to CoreyHarris.net for any information as for touring and all that.
Great.
Oh, I do have a website there. It was BijouCreole.com, but it got hacked into. Ooh. I had a CedricWatson.com, too, and it got hacked into.
Oh, no.
So right now I'm probably just going to come up with another website to do again, see what happens with this one. It's going to be Cedric Watson Music. But so just be waiting for it there.
Okay.
Y'all can find me on Instagram and Facebook. Very easy to find. Cedric Watson at Bijou Creole. You can even go on YouTube and find lots of videos. Mm-hmm. You can find many videos of Corey and I doing a lot of good concerts and people that we've played with. And also my band, Bijou Creole, mm-hmm. Playing Zydeco. Give you a good idea. And there you go. That's my whole, promotion kit?
Kit. Yeah. All right. Wonderful. Well, thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thank you so much. And again, Corey Harris and Cedric Watson will be performing tonight at the Buskirk Chumley at 10:30 as part of Lotus. Big thanks to our engineers, Alyssa Gray and Alex Hamill.
Yes.
We could not do it.
Thank you all.
Without them.
Thank you, Bloomington. We love y'all.
Yay. Wonderful. Thank you both so much. Thank you to our producer, Abby Neruzzi, as well.
Yes.
And we will throw it back over to Youth Radio.